Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 5th anniversary. This is Austin Theory, and you're listening to WrestleCast Radio all day.
Hey, hello to all my friends of WrestleCast Radio. This is Flip Gordon, and I'm very excited to introduce you to one of my favorite wrestling radio shows.
Hey, what's up, guys, from WrestleCast Radio. This is Humberto Carrillo, WWE Superstar.
You are listening to WrestleCast Radio.
El Latino está en la casa, baby. Welcome to WrestleCast Radio.
Hello there, this is the Aerial Assassin, Will Ospreay, coming from you live from the Tokyo Dome in Japan. And you are listening to WrestleCast Radio.
What's going on? This is the man of the hour, Leo Rush, the 24-year-old piece of gold himself, and you are officially listening to WrestleCast Radio.
Get down, get down. Oh, shit. Time to get down, y'all. Time to get down, get funky. With your boy, Two Cold Scorpio, get ready to open up this show live right here on the WrestleCast Radio. That's right. So if y'all already don't know, now you know. This is your boy, Two Cold, and I'm ready to get funky. So everybody out there, turn it up. Let's do this.
This is WrestleCast Radio.
Coming back into N1 Voyage Victory 2022 Night 6. I apologize for the delay. I've been a little bit busy, a little bit, I don't want to call it under the weather, but you know, just slight issues. I'm actually watching the main event as we go here, which has been tremendous here. Masato Tanaka is coming in with a huge sliding D. This match has ruled. One of the best Ironhead Fujita matches I've seen in a long time. Wow, that was a... That's rock back and forth. About 8 things happened after what I just said to you between the two of them. Kudos to those guys. Holy shit, were they working. We are getting everything put together as we go here. I want to make sure I have all the nights, if you will, the amount of matches, all kind of set up here. You know, we have 5, 5, 5. That's definitely not right. We're gonna change that. 5, 5, 5, 6. 5. So who? See, I already have one thing I goofed up, and I need. That's why I'm glad I got this little cheat sheet here. So he shouldn't have that many. So he must be that and that. Ooh, see, now I'm curious because apparently I'm already wrong on my standings. So we are going to pull this up. We're going to get this accurate. Because I'm looking at my cheat sheet, guys, and I'm like, nope, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. That can't be right. So, okay, so he is that. Okay, so that's right. That's right. We're still going to go off of this other sheet, though, so it doesn't matter. But right now here, we have 2 nights left, the 27th and 28th here, as we get into our final 2 nights of the tournament. We will be back tomorrow evening. Probably around this time as we will review the show from the 27th And then the show Sunday the 28th, I'm going to try to do live, try to live watch it, live tweet, and then go in and just watch the show just straight up and review it right off the bat. So we'll see how that goes. I can't guarantee anything. But as for match ratings here, for everybody who listens for that, a little bit of a weaker show, but also not weaker, if that makes sense. It's a little hard to say because I liked it, but I didn't like the show. Kenny Okada, Kaito Kiyomi, I went 3 stars. Hideki Suzuki, Anthony Green, I went 2.5. Takashi Sugiura, Jack Morris, I went 3.5. The Shuhei Taniguchi, Yoshiki Inamura versus Muhammad Yone and Daiki Inaba, I went 2.5. Koshi Ozaki, El Hijo del Dr. Ryan Jr., I went 3.75. Masakatsu Funaki, Satoshi Kojima, I went 2.75. Really disappointed. And Kazuyuki Fujita, Masato Tanaka, I went 4.25. Great match. So those are your matches here. So you can avoid spoilers. Let's get down to just the matches here. This will be a shorter show, as I said. I didn't necessarily like it as much as I normally had going forward here. Oh, I forgot he won all that. Oh yeah, they had those. They had those. That's right. Okay, never mind. I'm looking at something. Never mind. Ignore me. Opening match: Kenny Okada, Kaito Kiyomiya. Good wrestling to open up with Okada landing some nice kicks and knees and a big PK for a 2 count. Okada working a headlock now as he has near falls. Kiyomiya backdrop and does a splitting back elbow but misses. Okada now has some strikes before Kiyomiya gets on the offense. But Okada hits a huge head scissors way up in the air a la Vernon Greg Gagne, which is really cool to see. More mat work as Okada gets on the offense again with another headlock. Kiyomiya finally getting on control now. He comes off the second rope with a forearm. Now begins to bring the pace his way. Heads upstairs, hits a big missile dropkick. Okada now on his final push, trying to get that win, landing some huge kicks. He then gets a weird back bridge. Both back up. Okada hits a back roll with the bridge for very close to 2. Crowd is now hot. When suddenly Kiyomiya out of nowhere, Okada rolls through and gets the victory. So 3 stars, Kiyomiya via roll up. Gets him the 2 points. Suzuki Anthony Green. We begin like every other Suzuki match with some nice wrestling as he is on the losing end of it. A lot of slow ground base until finally Green dumps Suzuki to the floor. Goes after and gets taken out. Suzuki's in trouble, but Green hits a dive. They get back in. Green hits his 180 high cross body from the top. More strike exchanges. Green hits a lariat for a 2 count. And then Suzuki just finally gets him on the ground, puts him into an STF, and he taps instantly, showing it's all it takes. This is if you get one hold on. I went 2.5, really disappointed. I get it, but I'm also like, damn, that was kind of whack. But whatever, is what it is. Third match, Takashi Sugiura, Jack Morrison with 3.5. We get some chain work to start. Morris doing well, but Sugiura uses his power to take control early with a hammerlock. Morris counters, and it's a huge dropkick, which he celebrates hard for doing. Flying forearm into the corner and a modified sliding D for a 2. Sugiura going on the attack now as he counters to work on the arm, locking in a Fujiwara armbar. Morris finally gets out and goes for a suplex attempt, but back and forth attempt for attempt, but then finally Sugiura lifts up and just hurls him across the ring, charges in and hits a lariat into the turnbuckle. Goes for an Olympic slam, but it's countered with an arm drag and then a super kick by Jack Morris. Forearms and chops now by Morris, and he hits a huge set of lariats, where Sugiura gets him immediately after each. Goes for a Tiger Driver attempt, but Sugiura blocks it. Ends the Gary now by Morris as he heads upstairs. Superplex by Sugiura, locks on a Boston Crab after, gets the rope. Sugiura charges with a knee, begins to deliver forearms. Morris eats them, and then he hits a super kick. Morris charges outside the ring, hits a tope suicida after he bumps him to the floor. Another Tiger Driver attempt is blocked, but then he hits a Falcon Arrow. Morris goes upstairs, but Sugiura counters this an Olympic slam for the top rope and gets the win. Fun little match. Daiki Inaba wins the tag match with an Octopus Hold on Yoshiki Inamura. Don't have a lot to talk about in that. Is what it is. Goshi Ozaki takes on El Hijo del Dr. Roger Jr. 3.75 that went. Nice opening spot. Festive fake dive from Wagner like normal. Shiazaki counters and gets him on the ground. He goes in the attack and works Wagner out of the guardrail. Gets him back at the ring and works him over with some chop lariats. Now onto a side chin lock. Shizaki now begins his rapid-fire chops before a charging chop in the corner. Wagner charges, but he eats a big boot, charges, hits a second boot, comes back third time, catches the boot, and chops Shizaki. Flying forearm is now sends Shizaki to the canvas. A nice double kick by Shizaki out of the corner, but an enzy by Wagner, and then he hits a huge cannonball in the corner. Top rope splash for a two count by Wagner. Chop again by Suzuki, who hits the ropes and is met with another super kick. Same now, but a chop as Wagner is met by Go Shizaki. They both trade German suplex releases. Matching lariats, both are in a double down. Really great spot. Check that out. Wagner brings him upstairs as he counters, hitting a modified twister suplex off the top. A quick Michinoku driver out of nowhere by Wagner. Another chop exchange. A Rainmaker Enziguri by Wagner. Go hits the ropes, comes back, and then fires with a Gohan lariat out of nowhere and gets the win. So I said 3 3/4. Really like that match. The next two are going to be weird because they're going to be really short reviews, but it's going to be a complete different thought. Masakatsu Funaki, Satoshi Kojima, I went 2 3/4. Both begin to wrestle standing until somehow they get to a standstill. Finally, they get moving, and Kojima begins his chop rush. Funaki now is on the attack. Big kicks until Kojima takes him down with a DDT and a Koji Cutter. Funaki lands more kicks before Kojima hits a lariat. They continue back and forth until Funaki hits a knee, locks in an armbar. Kojima gets to the ropes, though. Kojima then goes for a lariat. Funaki looks scared to take it, and unfortunately, it's the finish. Kojima does a lariat. Funaki buckles, takes a shitty bump, takes a lariat off his forehead, I presume it looked like, and didn't kick out, looked really bad, really frustrated, not good, but regardless, you want to look at it, Kojima gets the victory, sending him to 8 points with Funaki near the bottom at 4. Then I'm in an event, I went 4 1/4, Kazuki Fujita, Masato Tanaka. Fujita takes him to the ground as normal. Tanaka rolls up and the two tie up again. They work to the rope, break clean. Tanaka works him on the floor, goes to work on his leg, and they spend a lot of time. When I say a lot of time on the leg, I'm talking if this match went, Fujita and Masato Tanaka went 20 minutes and 56 seconds, so 21 minutes. They probably spent 11 minutes working the leg. Like, that's how long this was. That's why it's short, but it's great. A lot of the mat work again. Finally, Fujita takes back over, locks out a figure four as the two exchange that hold, continuing the time I'm talking about. Tanaka finally makes the ropes. They brawl a bit more. Tanaka comes in with a huge suplex counter. Big forearm, do him in a second by Tanaka. And then a lariat that drops Fujita. Now they start throwing back and forth headbutts. They're throwing forearms back and forth. They're working each other over. They're throwing holds in. They're throwing every strike you can think of. Fujita's going for about 6 different power bombs, none land. Tanaka's going for about 8 different sliding Ds, nothing works. I mean, this is just back and forth beauty where I'm not even writing at this point. That's why I have nothing to say like that I'm reading because I'm just going off of what I saw. Just tremendous back and forth. Finally, Fujita hits a choke slam, doesn't get the job done, goes for another power bomb. Tanaka counters, drops him with a suplex, hits a disgusting sliding V, a second one, only gets a two count, and then comes in with a third disgusting sliding V and pins Kazuyuki Fujita to get the win 4 1/4. I was shocked. Fantastic match. Which leaves us with what we have left on our last two nights of the tournament. As of right now, let's break down the blocks. Kenno can finish at 11 points. He's got Fujita in green. Hideki Suzuki had a draw with Kenno. As Go Shizaki and Dr. Wagner Jr. can get to 11. Masato Tanaka, 6 points, can get to 10 points if he wins this. Go can get to 10. And Wagner can get to 8, so he's still alive. Anthony Green and Masaki Mochizuki are both eliminated. If we move to the other block, the only person technically eliminated is Kenny Okada, as he has 0 points. Morris, Funaki, and Kitamiya all have 8 points. Sugera, Kojima have 8. Kiyomiya and Nakajima in the middle have 6. 12 points, 10 points, and 8 points is what they can all max out at. So we're kind of at that end game where it's really going to depend what happens tomorrow. And then after tomorrow, it's going to be a matter of what is left come Saturday. As we pull up the blocks here, if we want to just kind of predict it out, I guess you could say might be the easiest way to do it. As we scroll through to on the 28th, Shiozaki, Hideki Suzuki, and Kano, Kazuyuki Fujita. I feel like both of those are going to be, Kano could beat Fujita to win. Shiozaki could beat Suzuki to win. It's going to be really tough. Tanaka, Dr. Wagner, I think will both be out. I think Mochizuki Green will be out. So I think look for Shiozaki, Suzuki, Kano, Fujita to be worth a damn. Kiyomiya Kojima, I think is going to be worth something. Sugiro Funaki, Nakajima, Kenny Okada, and Masakita Miya, Jack Morris. All of those could be something that's worth a damn. I think there's a way where you could set it up where you have Kojima. You have Kiyomiya beat Sugiro. So if we break this into two different nights here. Kiyomiya beat Sugiro. They're both at 8 points. If you look at the 27th. Nakajima beats Kojima. They're both at 8 points. Masakita Miya, Kenny Okada, that doesn't matter. And Funaki, Jack Morris, that doesn't matter. So that would put us into the last night with everybody at 8 points. Funaki beats Sugiro, plays spoiler. Kojima and Kaito Kiyomiya both would be at 8, or I think Kiyomiya beats Kojima and gets to 10 points. And I think there's a really good chance Kenny Okada gets his only win of the tournament as a way to kind of punish Nakajima for the Aja thing or Endo thing. So Sunday, I'm going to go Kiyomiya over Kojima, Okada over Nakajima, Funaki over Sugiro, and whatever with Kiyomiya Morris. And then that's going to lead us to Kiyomiya winning the block. And I still think Ironhead Fujita win. So I'm going to go Kiyomiya Fujita winning the blocks. But we'll be able to really dig more deeper, I guess you could say, when it comes to it tomorrow night when we preview or review night 7. But this was night 6. This was a lot coming in. This happened on the 20th. We just haven't had time to get this going here. I'm excited. And we're going to try, as I said, to come to you from the show on the 28th. We're going to try to come live and have some fun and really knock this out, do everything live with y'all. So appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.